Technology time on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and we're joined by our guru, Jeff Quattromani. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's been an interesting year in so many ways, but from a technological point of view, have you got any positives and negatives that you saw come out of the year?
Yeah, look, it's been a big year for tech, and I think we've relied on technology so much this year to be able to work through the pandemic. But when you think about products that have come to market this year, the one that will stick with me for 2021 are those Ray-Ban smart glasses that they worked on with Facebook that have cameras built into them, speakers, Bluetooth, with microphones and everything else. Even though it's got a bit of a creep factor to it, I think it was an amazing innovation for the year.
Would you expect to see other manufacturers taking on the same technology so there could be any number of the same sort of thing in the future?
Absolutely. I fully expect that next year we'll see them from a lot of other brands, especially brands like Oakley, who are going to focus on extreme sports and capturing those moments with those glasses. I think that we'll start to see more cameras and more sunglasses next year.
Any other highlights stick out for the year?
Look, beyond that, I think in virtual reality, we're starting to do meetings. I know I had about 3 business meetings this year in a virtual reality world where I sat at home, I put a headset on, the person in another city did the same thing, but we could effectively feel like we're in the same room together. This whole concept around the metaverse, it is a bit of a concept at the moment, but I think what we saw this year in innovation in that space is something to note. But I think the other thing I'll call out here is Starlink, where, you know, the internet connection Australia are poor, especially in regional areas, but with Elon Musk's Starlink technology and people putting satellites on their houses, people are starting to experience internet speeds that are actually acceptable in those regional areas. And I think there's a massive credit to Elon Musk on that one this year.
Well, that would be a huge benefit for us here in the Upper Hunter. So you mentioned the Zoom meetings. I've got to say, depending upon who happens to be listening at the moment from my management team, I'm not a fan of the Zoom meeting. But if they invite me to a meeting that makes me feel like I'm on a pirate ship, I'll go with a happy smile on my face.
Absolutely. It's all about that immersive environment, because, you know, when you're sitting at home staring at your screen, it's easy to get distracted and do other things. But when you feel like you're actually in the same room with someone, pretty good chance you're not going to check your smartphone halfway through that meeting.
Absolutely. Any lowlights for 2021?
Look, I think we saw some gimmicks. You know, Apple brought out a cleaning cloth for screens that cost over $20, yet they sold out. Tesla announced a human robot. Put it on stage was actually just a human being dressed as a robot. And we saw probably not a lot happen in self-driving cars. I was a bit disappointed. We always hear about this Jetsons life that we're about to live, but the advancements just aren't where we've been promised they would be. And then we saw plenty of foldable phones released, but I haven't really seen any in the wild. I've tested a bunch. I like them, but I don't know if the general public is ready for them yet either. So a few products that I think were gimmicks this year and some that we're still yet to realise their full potential.
I think when it comes to the Jetson lifestyle, you know, once in the future when it comes to driving long distances, say from, you know, the Upper Hunter to Sydney, people more than happily sit back and let a car do the work for them and maybe sit there and read the paper or even have a nap. But when you got to work, or if you're in a truck or you've got a van or something like that, that's a hands-on kind of role. And it's hard to believe that it would ever take that job away from somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, exactly. And I think we'll always need a person in the cabin. I don't think we're going to get to a point where trucks are literally without a human being inside them. But, you know, those instances that you talk about, those motorways, those stretches of road, that's where self-driving could take over. Once you start getting into cities, into suburban areas, there's going to be too many mistakes that they will make, and a human being needs to be there to make judgment calls, because robots just can't make ethical decisions. They can't pick and choose what the next action is, and I think human beings behind the steering wheel will be here for a long time.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. And Jeff Quattromani will be with us again in 2022. Thank you for a fantastic year. Looking forward to a great new one as well.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.